You're listening to SBS News.
Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says progress on women's safety won't come until men change their behaviours towards women. Speaking virtually at the second day of the National Summit on Women's Safety, he says Australia needs to draw the line.
Men need to change, put simply, and we need to make sure that we are, living those values and actually behaving in an appropriate way. We just need to say, enough is enough. And that's why I think men's campaigns in particular, No More, and I've mentioned this before, are I think, a key to changing the way that men in particular are educated, understand that it's wrong.
He says it's statistically proven women suffer at a much higher rate than men.
An Australian Bureau of Statistics data released in 2020 reported that most victims of family and domestic violence assault were women, and many were assaulted by an intimate partner. And in August this year, the ABS revealed 2.2 million women and 718,000 men aged 18 years and over had experienced sexual violence in their lifetime.
Australian of the Year Grace Tame is worried the federal government isn't listening to victims and survivors of sexual assault and violence.
Education is our primary means of prevention. Knowledge is power. And we need to be educating everyone in society, as early as possible and all throughout. And I don't just mean educating little kids all the way through to high school in formal education. I mean educating community and social services, law enforcement, the private sector. Everyone needs to be involved in the process and learning about the specifics of things like grooming and coercive control.
Advocates have long called for national reforms to consent laws. Ms. Tame says there needs to be a unified approach to education and lawmaking across the country.
Also, though, we need to reinforce our education with laws that back it up. And currently we have 9 jurisdictions with 9 very different definitions of consent. We have 9 different definitions of grooming. And in fact, in some jurisdictions, grooming isn't even defined at all. We also have 9 different definitions of the age of a child. We have 9 different definitions of the age of consent to sex. And we have 9 different definitions of sexual intercourse itself. And we wonder why we don't have a consistent, solid understanding of each of these concepts.
Commissioner Kershaw says he has hope in the next generation of males. He also says it'll take more than just individual stories to enact significant change.
And that means if victims of abuse are brave enough to speak up, then as a community, we need to be brave enough to listen and act. And if it used to take a village to raise a child, today, because of advances in technology, it now takes a country to keep them safe.
A survivor, Ms. Tame says it's important for society to create a safe space for those affected to speak out and share their experiences.
Informally, certainly conversations enable education. You know, when we connect with each other, when we share, not just as survivors, we heal, and we also educate the whole of society because we get the raw, unique insights from lived experience that are needed to properly inform change.
Ms. Tame says that while it's important to listen to survivors, the onus shouldn't be on them to improve the system. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.